brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, you're now into hour number three. The Senate is on the verge of passing a national ID card bill that expands the existing national ID card legislation into a Pan-American ID card. And also will make you have it to have jobs and a lot more. It is very, very serious. I want to get into that a little bit here. Greenspan warns rising deficits endanger economy. And he says the economy could risk stagnation or worse. But the government keeps telling us how great the economy is with the stock market plunging a couple hundred points or 150 points every day. It's scary. It's scary to see all of this happening. Meanwhile, trillions are missing from the Pentagon. And our government commitments are actually over $60 trillion. But the government's not worried about that. No, they want to make the American people have special transponder chips in their passports. Up in New Hampshire, they're fighting the red light cameras. I love this article out of ABC News. Smile, you're on Candid Cop Camera. We're going to get into that. Rumsfeld to quit this summer. Also, Bersaloni resigns as Italian Prime Minister. People are so mad at him about lying about the Iraq War and WMD. A senior Blair aide resigns over Iraq War as well and says it's all a lie. And we'll also get into some of the things a caller was just mentioning. Here's one of the toll road articles. Satellites to track cars and tax them by the mile via tolls. But I want to go a little bit over Ratzinger, since people keep calling in about it. The surge to victory, Cardinals' deft steps, how he did it from the Herald Tribune, then Ratzinger and pedophilia in the church, and another one here, new pope, shelved sex abuse claim, accuser says, and out of the Associated Press, Israel praises Pope despite Nazi past. Well, yeah, they praise Arnold despite Nazi past. Your real-life Nazi connections, you're A-OK. You fight Nazis, you'll be listed as a Nazi immediately. And John Bolton, another mentally unstable megalomaniac, a great article by Paul Watson. We're also reading that and reporting that Rumsfeld seals the deal on military bases to launch attack on Iran. In fact, I'll cover that first when we get back after this quick break. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Up next here is Reuben in Ohio. Reuben, go ahead. Hello, Al. Reuben.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, your show is double plus good.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you.
I'm going to keep firing off until you cut me off, okay? First of all, there's a band, if you're not familiar with them, they're called System of a Down.
Yes, I'm familiar.
Okay, do you like them? Are you into them?
I've heard it on the radio. It's pretty good music, yeah.
No, I mean their lyrics.
It's anti-New World Order.
Okay, so you're down with that. Because I've heard people call up your show, and they recommend you have a guest, and then next thing you know, that person's a guest on your show, so here I go.
It's just hard getting really popular bands on because they're bothered by so many people already that it's hard to get through their managers and people.
Okay, I understand.
Generally, they have to come to you.
Oh, I see. Up here in the Cleveland area, we used to have a Youngstown congressman named Jim Traffican who's in...
they put him in prison for no reason.
You feel they put him in prison for no reason. You just said that, obviously. But I came across some of his speeches on thememoryhold.com, and it just blew me away how vocal and outspoken
that
guy was.
Well, I misspoke, and I'll hold you over if need be. They didn't put him in jail for no reason. They put him in jail because he was exposing the New World Order.
Oh, okay. See, because, I mean, if you ask anybody up here, they say, oh, he's tied with the mafia, he was taking money. I mean, they buy the whole story of that he was corrupt. And I read the history of Congress only kicked two people out of Congress for criminal crimes in their whole history, and one of them was Jim Trafficking.
It's pure garbage.
It's nice to hear that.
Anything else?
Yeah, I got a few more other things.
All right. We'll come back to you. You're making good points. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Rumsfeld seals the deal on military bases to launch attack on Iran. Right now, let's go back to the caller. Reuben in Ohio had some more important questions and comments. Go ahead, Reuben.
Thank you, Alex. I was filling out my taxes, and there's a line that says the child tax credit, and I get more money back when I fill that out. Do you know anything about that? Because them putting the word credit in there makes me feel like they're going to hold something over me. Is that doublespeak? You know what I'm saying?
No, that's just the name of the bill that conservatives decades ago lobbied for.
Not a and trap?
Well, people could argue, I mean, anything, but your child's got to have a Social Security number to get that.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
They do use it for tracking data, yeah.
Okay, I was watching...
But, I mean, they already know that, so if you're going to be paying those taxes to the Federal Reserve, that's where you write your checks to, by the way.
Right, yeah.
Then, well, you know that, right?
Yes,
to the Federal Reserve. But go ahead.
Okay, sorry.
What else were you going to say?
I just want to know if that was some type of trap or not, but it's just regular. It's a regular trap like anything else. Okay, in martial law, you showed the communist revolutionary youth.
Yes.
I ran into some of them. Michael Moore came to speak in Kent, and I went there wearing a Vote for Ralph Nader shirt, even though I was voting libertarian because they won't let him on the ballot. And I actually got to see Jim Mars and talk to him for a couple hours. But it surprised me to see those communists in your film. They looked and acted identical to the communist I ran into outside Michael Moore speaking, and they gave me this newspaper. I paid a dollar for it, you know, because I'm always open to new views and whatnot. their newspaper is complete garbage and mindless propaganda. I don't know who the Bob Kavakian is or whatever that guy's name is. It's just amazing how they were like they were just clones of the youth in your movie.
Well, look, we didn't set out. Really, I said we're going to New York, and whatever we run into that's interesting is going to be in this film. Because normally I set out to make a film on one subject or on a group of subjects, but I know what I'm going to do beforehand. I said, we're going to go to New York, and so whatever we run into that's interesting, we'll tell that story and show it. We only spend about 4 minutes on the communists, but we're just peacefully walking along and comment on their sign that, Bush and Kerry are controlled and the communists are controlled and it's all controlled. And so they start cussing at us and getting in our face. And
what and they wish you would die.
And I said, Stalin killed 50 million people. She said, too bad he didn't kill you.
Yeah.
I wish he would have killed you. And then I see another group of the same communists, same affiliation, different group. And I walk over nicely and I go, I'd like to interview you. What are your views? And, just get away from us. So it is, look, folks, the big banks, it's public knowledge, funded the communists. People go, why would they do that? Because they want centralized control to enslave the middle class. I mean, look at big corporations today. They make most of their money off of socialized government. It's socialized for us. The profits are then given to them. They're above our countries. They're international. They'd love to have us all under communism with a big global government run by corporations above it extracting our wealth. Anything else?
Okay, well, one last thing. I'll let you go. First of all, have you actually read the 9/11 Commission report?
Yes, I read part.
It's
stuff
mostly
like that is mindless. I'll read when I'm on the exercise bike. But, yes, I did scan over it. It's just it's full of lies. It's full of truth. It's full of half-truths. They mix it all in.
Well, I noticed they spend a little bit of time on the actual attacks and a great deal of amount of time on algorithms, biometric scanning.
No. I mean, it's they said when they first started the commission, the so-called independent commission. Now, look, if I'm accused of murder and the judge is my father, is that an independent court?
Not at all.
Okay, well, Bush appointed the court. Half of them are in business with the Bin Ladens of the Carlyle Group. That's mainstream news. They tried to have Herr Kissinger, codenamed the Boer, they tried to have him be the first chairman, okay? And so at the start of the commission, they said, we're not going to assess blame on anybody. We're just going to study solutions. And they said before they even started the commission, it's going to be national ID card, biometrics, checkpoints. And then when they have the ruling, what is it? Exactly what they said it'd be.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to pass Patriot Act 2. We need national ID cards. We need to give all our rights up. We need a continental security perimeter. We need to have an intelligence czar over everything. We need to give the CIA the right to arrest citizens. You've read it. That's what's in there. Thanks for the call, Ribbon. Brock in Canada. Brock, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I'm just thinking that $65 trillion, that is the point of no return. It's going, gone, that will never be recovered. Is this partly why America's going into third world countries and others to confiscate their resources?
Here's the parallel or the analogy. Let's say I'm a mob boss, a capo, under a Don. And I've got a whole crew of people, former prize fighters, you name it, that work for me, that go beat people up that don't pay their percentage to me. Well, most of those guys I got working for me got into debt for me 10 years ago. So they're my slaves too. And so America is now a slave captured by this global crime syndicate, being used as an engine, a puppet, a shill, a marionette, a drone, a robot, to go out and smash and kill and take over. And then we take the blame, and the international banks sit around bad-mouthing our government for doing what it's being ordered to do by them. And then it makes the euro look good, it makes Europe look good, it makes all these other countries that are owned by the same people look good. It gives us the illusion of choice, like there's some type of bipolar world or tripolar world going on out there when it's monopolar. It's one group owns and runs it all, and they wage war against the population to further consolidate so no one can threaten their global hegemony and monopoly over resources and ideas and human beings. And yes, we are, and that's why the Federal Reserve sets the policies that have caused all this, and then Greenspan comes out and says, oh, we're going to be in deep trouble soon. Oh, we're going to stagnate or even worse. We can, basically have a depression, as Ron Paul's been saying. But see, Ron Paul's been giving us solutions all along to stop the Federal Reserve that set these policies. But the very people that bring us into these crises then come right before there's a big problem and say, oh, there's going to be a problem. Do what we say when something bad happens. Does that rant answer your question?
Well, yeah, and the other tie-in, I guess, is the Nazi connection to the New World Order and these high-level Masons. They have a culture of death, do they not? Do they not want to reduce the world population?
They love it. It's what they do.
And I would suggest that there's going to be a lot more of that happening. Probably more diseases inflicted upon Africa and other nations to reduce population to just to suit their ends, because all they are is about death. Nazis love death, and high-level Masons, they love destruction and death, do they not?
Yes, they do. Thanks for the call. They believe destruction is the first element of creation. They get really mad if you let those secrets out. And again, most Masons aren't bad. They're low-level, compartmentalized. They get very angry if you tell them this stuff. They're not high-level. They think 33rd degree is the highest. It's like the cops. It's like bureaucrats. It's like corporate people. Well, I just run a corporation. I'm just a mid-level executive. I just do my job. And these corporations are not free market. They operate as governmental crime entities. And their PR is slick, but people are seeing through it. I mean, once you see through it, it doesn't matter how slick it is. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Canada. It's the invasion of the Canadians. James?
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I say that because I got a bunch of other Canadians online. Good, James, how you doing?
Not bad. I hear you. I got your new martial law video, and I showed it to all my friends, but we downloaded it, and it came on MPEG format. I know you say it's on DVD-9 if we were to order it from you, and that the listeners need a DVD-9 recorder to record it and share it. The reason I call in for that is because I like to give it out to everyone, but not everyone can watch it on MPEGs on their DVD player on their computer. And I just wanted to let you know they have a program. It's called DVD Shrink, and that's a freeware program if you just type it in, and that will take a DVD-9, and you can put it onto a single-layer DVD then, and that'll have all the extras and everything. So if
good.
The listeners were interested in that.
Well, what I don't DVD want you to shrink. Do is go to a file-sharing network and name martial law.
Yeah, Fahrenheit 9/11.
Don't name it Star Wars Revenge of the Sith. Because then people will think it's a pre-release, and tens of millions will go watch it. Don't do that, okay?
Yeah, don't do that. I'll try. I'm up here in Ontario, and we have a pit bull ban now. And I thought that was kind of like the gun control thing, you know, where now they are banning pit bulls, and we can't have them in Ontario without a muzzle.
Which is ridiculous. Pit bulls are not mean in and of themselves. It's how they're raised by scum that beat them and fight them.
Yeah. And they don't even have any records of what dogs do the biting when they have, the records of all this stuff. They don't know what dog bit the person or anything.
Well, here's the problem. Records. Statistically, for just biting, it's Cocker Spaniels, but they don't hurt you. Then after
that's
that, it's
heard.
German
yeah,
Shepherds,
yeah.
It's German Shepherds and Australian Cattle Dogs and Dobermans. The problem is when a pit or a bull mastiff attacks, a lot of times it kills. That's what it's bred to do. But no, they shouldn't restrict your pit bulls. I like them. I mean, I don't have a pit bull. I have a full-size Boston Terrier, and these idiots always think it's a pit bull.
They think everything's a pit bull, boxer, everything. And these guys, they're putting this law. This law goes into effect now. It takes place on August 28th. But the guys in the park, the park rec guys and the police officers are telling you they're going to ask you to leave the park on April 28th. And the law says that it takes effect on August 29th, and then within that you have 60 days until October 28th to comply with the law.
But that's part of it. They like to practice laws that don't exist. Thanks for the call. It's how they set illegal, unlawful, illegitimate, fraudulent precedents. We'll be back. I'll cover Rumsfeld seals the deal on military bases for war.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using 5 different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diomedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I got to calm down, slow down here and cover some news. We'll come back and take calls. Rumsfeld seals the deal on military bases to launch attack on Iran. And this is an article by Paul Watson. What was the purpose of Donald Rumsfeld's visit to Azerbaijan and Kazakhstan last week? There was no official statement on the agenda of the meetings with top Azerbaijani government officials. But the very next day, the commander of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization forces in Europe, General Johns, issued a statement in the local press saying the U.S. had planned to deploy military bases in the Caspian region to order in order to ensure regional security. Azerbaijan is seen as one of the launch pads for launching an attack on Iran, which some see as coming as early as June. Local analysts say that the deal was already done, but tied up, and Rumsfeld's visit was simply part of the finalization process. Russian news analyst websites expressed concern at the deal, fearing it could escalate the likelihood of a U.S.-Russian confrontation. Russia is an ally of Iran and sees the Caspian as its own stomping ground. And a week before, Ariel Sharon came to Crawford, Texas to meet with Bush, and it was a war summit. It was leaking that it was in preparation for an attack on Iran, and that did then come out of the meeting. And we had Ariel Sharon running around waving at the media his supposed photos of the nuclear sites. Well, yeah, they're nuclear sites, peaceful nuclear sites. They've allowed the IAEA, the United Nations inspectors, in there like no other country's done. And they are purely peaceful. Unabated, if they had everything they needed, it would take Iran 5 years to develop nuclear weapons. But our government isn't worried about that. Because facts don't matter to them. They can sit there and lie and propagandize all day and all night, and a lot of people will buy it. They're using the same rhetoric they used when it came to attacking Iraq, now with Iran. Meanwhile, they've helped give the bomb to Pakistan. They don't care about North Korea or China or Russia. None of those countries are threats to them. They're only worried about countries that do not have the bomb because they're pushovers, because they're easy targets. That's why. And it holds no water, and I have no idea how people could even buy any of this propaganda. Meanwhile, Japanese fighters scramble over China. Japan has scrambled its military fighters 13 times due to China in the past year, compared with once or twice in each of the past 5 years, showing the deterioration of ties between the neighbors, officials' figures showed Wednesday. And now, for the first time since World War II, Japan is building back up its military and saying they may be offensive to be defensive. Very, very serious. All over the world, we see an escalation. Meanwhile, it's coming out that Donald Rumsfeld may resign this summer. That's what the White House said right after the re-election in November, that Rumsfeld will probably stay on about 6 months, and 6 months is just a few months away. The U.S. News and World Report Washington Whispers section is reporting that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld will quit in late summer. His rumored replacement is fellow neocon Secretary of State Richard Armitage. Rumsfeld has made more comebacks than Hulk Hogan, from his WND lies to his implementation of the worldwide copper-green torture policy, Rummy's criminality, and his ability to escape the rap knows no bounds. However, Washington Whispers credibility is in question. It was the source last year's pre-election terror attack story, which just turned up to be more government fear-mongering, as well as conditioning people that voting is a privilege afforded by government and not a constitutional right. Remember, it was U.S. News and World Report that said there would be nuclear attacks, there would be attacks, there would be martial law. They said it. We didn't. We said this is fear-mongering, folks. The attacks come after the election. Berlusconi resigns as Italian Prime Minister. Italian Prime Minister Berlusconi has resigned, but says he will soon put together a new coalition. He told the upper house of parliament that his party had a mandate to lead until 06, and it would do so. President Carlo Azeglio Ciampi asked him to stay as a caretaker prime minister, urging talks with allies. But Mr. Berlusconi's center-right coalition, Italy's longest-serving post-war government, was rocked by poor results in recent regional elections, tied to lies about weapons of mass destruction. See, they get in trouble over there, not over here.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go back to your calls and back into news. We got about, 26 minutes left on this Thursday edition. Don't forget, if you live anywhere in Texas, you've still got time to jump in the car and get down here. Kicks off at 7:30 tonight and goes until midnight, if not longer, in a big old ballroom up at the DoubleTree Hotel. Off of I-35 in North Austin, right by 290. And it's going to be Jimmy Vaughn and his band and a bunch of other Grammy Award winners. It's going to be really exciting. And I was invited to speak and introduce Jimmy at 10 o'clock tonight. So I'll be there as well. So please come down. I really want to see you. And Jimmy and all the great musicians that are coming are doing this for free. They're doing it for free so that the money from the tickets, the $20 to $30 per ticket, depending on how you get the tickets, will go to sue the government over these out-of-control toll roads on existing highways and also to run candidates locally. And even USA Today admits we are the national battleground. We are the front lines, folks, right here in Texas for these toll roads. They're coming to a town near you. If they're able to do it here, they'll do it everywhere. So, 7:30 tonight, DoubleTree kicks off and goes until after midnight. After midnight, that's right. It's going to be fun. You can give the Austin Toll Party a call and reserve your tickets there at the door, 512-371-9926, 512-371-9926, or go to austintollparty.com or link through via Infowars.com. Got the concert poster there on the site. You can link through right there, austintollparty.com. And Pinky's Pagers, the biggest pager and cell phone shops here in Austin. They're all over the place. They're also selling them there as well. And there's some big ticket outfit that's got them too, but I forget the details of that. So there's a lot of different places to get these, and they've sold a large percentage of the 2,000 tickets. So you'd be advised to get them while they're still there, or to get there early so you don't get turned away, because things like that can end up happening. And I don't want to... It's been implied that if there's any extra tickets and people can't afford $25 a ticket, that you might be able to get in there. But you want to support this, folks, so it's really, really important. 512-371-9926, 512-371-9926. And don't forget my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, is out. And it's over 3 hours long on DVD, 2.5 hours plus on VHS. And we got a bunch of different specials on it. If you get multiple copies of it or multiple copies of any of my films right now, as low as $5.95 for some of my videos, I just want to get them out to people. Or just get one copy of the film and make copies of it. Toll-free number to order. They can answer all your questions when you call 1-888-253-3139. Or watch my new film and all my films and a bunch of other great films and my weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other books. All online, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I'll give that out again briefly later. Let's go back to the calls here quickly. In fact, let's just blitz calls. Let's just blitz through calls. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, it's your chance to call in, 1-800-259-9231. Mike in Florida, welcome.
Hey, Alex, listen, when dealing with these tolls, if everyone's against the tolls, but the politicians continue to do it, but that tells me this absolutely reeks of Bilderberg policy, because that means whoever the fake left-right is that we're getting are the ones that are put in place because they have to pass the test. Aside from that, if I can just fire off, I guess I've been on, been for a while, so got a couple questions. What I want to say is, where do we find information on higher-level Masons? I know I always thought 33rd was the highest, that's what's advertised. Have you ever seen documents?
Yes, I have. There are higher orders above that.
That's part of
and this is in Masonic documents.
Oh, okay, I guess that's what I'm asking.
You know what? I'll have some experts on about it sometime and cover it.
That sounds great. Okay, you know, the last thing I want to do, because I know you're trying to go fast here, is I live in Orlando, and right now, the entire area in Orlando right now is tolled, okay? For most people, it costs about $1,044 a year to go back and forth from work, and that's only using one of the major
tolls. It's going to be 1,855 smackers inside Austin per vehicle,
right,
and another $2,000 outside the city.
Well, we have another road on top of the 408, the road I'm alluding to. We have another road called the 417, and that goes from 25-cent increments all the way to $1, $2 toll back and forth, okay? So when you add that up, for the people that have to take the 408 and the 417, if you live in Orlando, you understand what I'm saying, you're paying probably around $2,000 a year already, and I've seen the master plans from the Orlando Expressway Authority to expand toll roads to roads that are typically free roads, like a U.S. 27.
I know, sir. It's from, as I said, Florida, Louisiana, New Mexico. It's everywhere. I've seen like 20 states that have currently got bills to do it. Thanks for the call. And I just remembered something. David Michigan called at the end of the show yesterday. He wanted me to detail how the hijackers were government agents and some other things about how they carried off 9/11 from the info I have. Then I said I'd do it this hour, and I just ran out of time. Dave, call me tomorrow during the first hour. Remind me, we're doing an Oklahoma City show tomorrow, but in the first hour I don't have any guests. And I will try to open the show up with that tomorrow, and at least spend 20 minutes on it. So remind me, folks, tomorrow. I just remembered that I'd written a note here to do that. Yeah, no, it's nationwide, folks, okay? It's just that Texas is the test bed. They're doing it here first. Good points, Mike. Let's talk to Gabe in Canada. Gabe, go ahead.
Yes, hi. I wanted to talk about the toll road that we have here.
Yes.
We had the same fiasco scam pulled, and it was handed over to a private foreign corporation. If you think that it's going to be expensive to drive, do not have an accident on it.
Oh, really? What happens?
Oh, they'll send you a bill if there's any damage to the highway. There was literally a story probably about 3 weeks ago about a woman who got a bill for $25,000 because she had an accident on the private highway.
It's unbelievable. And these are roads we already paid for. The TxDOT has plenty of money. It's their own documents. But the document says, don't show this to the public.
That's right. We same thing. We paid for it with our tax dollars, and they sold it out.
Well, it's like Russia. Communism supposedly ended, so they just gave everything to six oligarchs.
It was also promised that it would be reasonable rates, and since the highway has been made private, it's gone up by over 200%.
Well, they say out of the gates, we're talking a dollar a mile on some tolls. Folks, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, and the other thing that they did here, but took a class action suit to make them stop it, was I literally got a $10 interest thing on one of my bills because I was 50 cents, I didn't pay it on time, 50 cents. So they charged me $10.
Unbelievable. Thanks for the call. Thanks for holding so long to tell us that. It's important information, Gabe. Call back anytime. A lot of calls from Canada. Let's talk to Dana. Dana, where are you calling us from?
Seattle.
Welcome, Seattle, Washington. Go ahead.
Well, I'm originally a Texan. I lived there, born there and raised there, and I left 6 years ago. So.
Well, good to have you back with us.
I just wanted to, this is the first time I've ever talked on your station or even knew about it, but your toll road situation, there was news up here just four weeks ago about proposing the same thing in legislature here.
I've got the federal documents. It's simultaneous.
Yeah. And you were saying that there was 20 other states. I didn't know if you knew Washington was debating about doing this.
Yes, I've seen. It's more than that. I mean, every week I see new states. I see new bills. I mean, I haven't seen them for all 50. I know I've seen them for, it's really over 20. But I like to be conservative. When I guesstimate, I always average down. Dozens and dozens and it's masses of them.
Well, to me, because I'm in my 50s, the big picture reminds me of Russia. And I remember as a kid studying and hearing about, in Russia, you had a certain area you could live in. Otherwise, if you got out of that, like a state.
That's it. Listen, and the Trans-Texas Corridors.
All kinds of stuff.
The Trans-Texas Corridors is already like this. This is important. Let me just say this. The Trans-Texas Corridors that are already going up, I've been on them many times in Kansas, up into Missouri, they blocked off all the little towns. You can't get off. And it turns them into ghost towns, and that's part of this plan. Go ahead.
Well, that's what the original toll road between Dallas and Fort Worth has always been. You know, you get on that toll road, you can't get off till you get to Dallas or Fort Worth. You've been on that, haven't you?
And now, yes, and now under Perry, they're going to take those other two roads that go there and make you pay with those and block those off.
Well, I think it's scary. The New World Order is just coming too fast under Bush. Your caller that talked about the level of degrees of Masonic.
Yes.
There is a book I found, happened to find one before I left Texas in a used bookstore called Morals and Dogma, The Southern Jurisdiction. And it was
written 1878 by Albert Pike.
No, that's the beginning of it. This edition was printed in 1925, but Pike is the one that started it, and it is his stuff, but my edition was printed.
Oh, you got a reprint.
Yeah.
Whatever, same thing.
But he can find out everything about it, and it is so parallel to the Mormon religion, it's scary. If you've ever looked into the Mormon religion, they really are with Masonic.
Thank you for the call. Let's now go on to another caller here, hurrying through them. Let's talk to Jamie in Kentucky. Jamie, go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jones.
Yes.
I just want to say that I do feel it in my heart that the Lord's fixing it. You know, before this New World Order even happened, you know, they think they're in control, but they're really not. Lord's in control. And he's going to keep us from this.
Evil always falls of its own weight. Jimmy Vaughn told me a story on the telephone yesterday. He said that he heard another patriot tell the story. And it's God tells a man to go push on a boulder, push on a big rock. The man goes and pushes on it, and it's not moving. And the devil says to him, why'd God tell you to push on that rock? It's not moving. So the man goes back to God, and he says, God, I'm pushing on the rock. It's not moving. And God said, I told you to push. I didn't tell you to move it. I'm going to move it. And Jimmy wanted to tell that story, never got around to it, so I told it for him. But
and Mr. Jones?
Yes?
Before I go here, I'd like to say that I was at church last night, and
mm-hmm.
I talked about the masonry and stuff thing, and I said that, well, But, you know, they keep on, you know, don't want to agree with it and stuff. I said, well, see, there's his wife's husband. He's a Mason. I said, just go ahead and ask him, could you look at his book or, you know, whatever they call it. What do they call it now? The Bible or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told him, I told her, just look at that and you'll see. Because whoever's in it and whoever, like, if they spread any word about it or anything, secrecy.
They swear an oath that they can be killed.
Yeah, from ear to ear.
That's right. Thanks for the call. Great points. Stephen in Virginia. No, Vegas. Go ahead.
Yes, okay, thank you.
Yes, sir, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks. Now, we're all asking the same question. It's interesting. So I'm going to ask it again to see if I can get you to give us some sort of an insight here. What degree is above 33rd?
Okay, there are different orders. There are 360 degrees. Humans can only go up into the 180s. It's debatable. Then there are actual goddesses and gods. They believe the devil is God. They don't believe in the whole Christian worldview. And Lucifer is at 360 degrees, or the sun, or the circumference, calculated into the sun's circumference calculation of 666.
Got it. Okay, thank you very much. Now, give us the the last question, if you'll give me the complete rundown on this new pope. I've been getting bits and pieces. Kind of give us a litany of, well, who is this guy, and what's his upside downside here?
I wouldn't comment on Ratzinger until I'd researched it and talked to people that I know are true scholars, and I even went right to conservative Catholics to get this information. He's a Mason. He was probably involved in Pope John Paul I's termination. He is clearly was a Hitler youth, and he clearly did help cover up the pedophile scandal when it could have been stopped and cleaned up.
Okay.
And I'm not here.
Go ahead.
You for the call, sir. I'm not here bashing Catholics. That's just what the conservative Catholics are saying, and that's what's admitted about the guy. Let's go ahead now and talk to Eric in California. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on the show again. Hey, now with the toll roads, I'm going to go back to that. Now, excuse me for being ignorant, but what negative effect will toll roads have on this country? Because in California alone, we have, I know, of a toll road where all it does is reduce the amount of traffic that we have. That's from in the area of Miramar, where the Marine Corps Air Station
sir,
is.
Sir, there's different types of toll roads. Building a new road and charging a toll for it is one thing.
Uh-huh.
And then after it's paid off, it's no longer toll.
Okay, like Coronado.
Taking existing roads, all the lanes, mm-hmm. and making you pay to use them, on average about 30 cents a mile. This is incredible. Number one, the government says they need to do this because they don't have as much oil revenue. We're using 20 million barrels a day instead of 15 million barrels a day as we were 6-7 years ago. Mm-hmm. They're getting more oil revenue than ever. We have the state agencies and federal agencies' numbers. They've got plenty of money. They're scamming you, and it's a transponder that tracks you by name every place you go and what you do. They'll also automatically ticket you when you speed from transponder reader to transponder reader. It is totally un-American, and it's existing roads.
And I mean, it's just like, so in order to stop this, we have to go straight to the legislature, because if this is happening, I really doubt, I'm not trying to be pessimistic, but even if we try to do it in a civil manner, you think we can get much done? Because
we are getting a lot done. We're already defeating it. No one is for it. It's totally criminal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
We're going to win. Who's up next? Nick in North Carolina. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, sir.
Alex, I just first want to say I think you are the quintessential person that's leading this movement. You are single-handedly opening the eyes of all Americans. It is happening right now.
I'm doing nothing. You're taking actions. That's why it's happening.
Well, you're right. This isn't about you, but I just thank you so much. You are our brother. I just want to say quickly, yesterday I was flipping through the news channels, the daily propaganda I saw on Fox News, the nuclear intentions segment where they talked about Al Zarqawi obtaining a suitcase nuke, and I just thought it was very ironic that they're going to come right out and tell the American people to get ready, America, get ready for the suitcase nuke. We can't get Al Zarqawi, but he found a suitcase nuke. I don't know who makes these nukes. I assume that those people who make them are very sophisticated.
The Russians. Al Zarqawi is a government agent, just like bin Laden. It's all staged.
Yeah, absolutely. And they are certainly setting up the police state of total enslavement.
But leaving the borders wide open, thanks for the call. Who's up next after him? Coy in Missouri. Go ahead, Coy. Coy, you're on the air. Okay. Charles in Texas, you're up next. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, yeah, a lot of people talk about a masonry today. I think that the Vatican is very much involved with masonry. If you look at the upper echelon...
Well, it's been taken over by it.
You think so?
Yes.
If you look at the rules, the rituals, the regalia of the upper level of masonry, it's almost identical. It's like the Knights of Malta and the Knights of Columbus with the cocked hats and the swords and all that stuff they use in the rituals. And also, I was wondering, have you ever had Eustace Mullins or Eric John Phelps on the show?
I've had Eustace Mullins on.
Have you ever thought about having him on again?
Yes, I other people interview him, and it's funny. I've called and asked for the number, and they just won't give it to me.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. If somebody gives me Eustace's number, I know he was in a nursing home for a while, and he's back out. I'd like to interview Eustace, so email me his phone number. Strange, I ask a so-called fellow patriot for the number, and they wouldn't give it to me. Well, that's fine. Listen, final segment coming up. That's it for calls. I know we got loaded lines, but that's all we have time for. Some final comments and information on the other side. Then I'll see you tonight at Tunes Not Tolls.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, final segment. Indiana executes man in torture killing. The state of Indiana executed a man convicted of killing a teenage girl by forcing instant glue or super glue up her nose and taping her mouth shut for 12 days of rape and torture. Bill Benfedeli, 48, was pronounced dead yesterday, and I say good riddance. The problem is they did stuff like this at Camp X-Ray. They've done stuff like this at over at Abu Ghraib, and nothing happens to these people, and they might get 6 months in jail. So how is torture bad here but good when our government does it? Or good when Alan Dershowitz promotes it? Torture is torture. Warning on spread of state surveillance, London Guardian. Governments are building a global registration and surveillance infrastructure in the U.S.-led war on terror. Civil liberties groups warned yesterday. The aim is to monitor the movements and activities of entire populations and what campaigners call unprecedented project of social control. I'm out of time. Here's Revolution. I hope to see you tonight at the concert with Jimmy Vaughn and many others. It's going to be powerful at the Doubletree off of I-35 in North Austin. And I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. And, of course, then tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central, we're going to have a big Oklahoma City special. You do not want to miss it. All right, take care, my friends. God bless you all.
Wake up, boys. There's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before.